Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Ammon, I'm back again. Hopefully you're all doing well. Today I wanted to talk about life and death. And I was thinking about how God created everything. You know, in the beginning, He created the heavens and the earth. And I was pondering, you know, He didn't just do that. He put life on it. Life in the air, in the water, on the ground. I mean, He created life in everything. Birds that fly through the air, fish that swim in the sea, things that creep on the ground or walk or run. I mean, trees, grass, it's all life. So our God is a God of life. And then I want to read Genesis 2:7. This is pretty amazing life. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That's pretty incredible life. And we could just stop right there and ponder on that. But I'm going to keep going. And so then we see there was Adam and Eve in the garden who brought sin and death into the world. And then God sent them out of the garden and allowed them to live and procreate. And they created more life on the earth. And then what happened? A lot of wickedness going on. God sent the flood and there was death. He killed all of them except for eight that were on the ark. And when they got off, there was more life created after that. And then we know there's going to be a lot more death and destruction coming. Let's read 2 Thessalonians 1:8 and 9. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. We know in the end, Christ is going to bring a lot of death and destruction to those who are not his. And so we see the cycle of life and death. And, well, it says it in Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, time to be born and a time to die. So there's our life and death. And so we know death is for those who are outside of Christ, and life is for those who are in Him. And so I wanted to look at life. And if you're truly born again, you've gone from death to life. Dead in your sins to life in Christ. And that means you're born from above with the Holy Spirit within you in Christ. Because of what? His death to pay the price for our sins. So this never-ending cycle of life and death, well, I shouldn't say never-ending. It will at some point. But for now, it seems like never-ending. We saints who are truly born from above, who have gone from death to life spiritually, have the hope of it eternally. And that's pretty awesome. So I was pondering about the people who have been raised from the dead, just an example of the power of God. And so I thought we'd read some scripture verses on that. I grabbed a few of these. Let's start with this one. John 20:10-18. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and see two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. So she's looking at the death of Jesus, and then she turns and sees life. I love that. Let's go into the Old Testament a little bit and read about Elijah and the widow's son. Go read the whole account where the widow had oil and meal, and God kept that going for her to feed her and Elijah, and her son. And this is the part I want to read, though. 1 Kings 17, 21 and 22. This is where her child died. And he stretched himself upon the child three times, that's Elijah, and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. So we see the example, the power of God to bring life. Death cannot conquer us. Elijah, let's see, he does one in 2 Kings 4, 32 through 36. When Elisha had come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and laid upon the child and put his mouth on his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands and stretched himself upon the child. And the flesh of the child waxed warm. And he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed seven times and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, called the Shunammite. So he called her, and when she had come into him, he said, take up thy son. So you see how joyous that would have been for her to see her son's death turn to life. Well, we see that in the scriptures, don't we? We see our death and the life, the eternal life that we have coming if we're truly his. And let's see Jesus and the widow's son, Luke 7, 12 through 15. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. We'll read another one, Luke 8, 49 through 55. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead, trouble not thy master. This, he came to ask Jesus to help his daughter who was sick. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. And he commanded, to give her meat. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I love thinking about that. Peter raised Dorcas. Let's read Acts 9. 39 through 41. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and shewing him the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turned him to the body, and said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up, and he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and the widows, presented her alive. And let's look again at another one Jesus did. He raised Lazarus, John 11, 39 through 45. Jesus said, take ye away the stone, Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because the people which stand by it, I said it, that they might believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. And let's see. Oh, this one, Acts 28 through 11. This is Paul. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep, and as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him, said, Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. When he therefore was come up again, and had broken bread and eaten, and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. Yeah, so I have a couple more, but I was just thinking, look at all these examples of life, then death, then life. It just shows us the power of God. He is in control of all of it. How about this one? Matthew 27:50-53. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. So I guess that was the last one I had. I do have one more scripture verse, but I was just thinking, let that encourage us to God, who in the beginning created everything with life, and then the cycle of death and life, death and life. We see that in our spiritual walk, don't we? We were dead in our sins. We're alive in Christ if we're born again and striving after him. We have the hope of eternal life set before us if we hold fast to the faith and keep striving after him with everything that we are. That's a pretty awesome thing. He holds the keys to death and life. Yeah, that's awesome. So anyway, I'm going to leave us with this. John 20:30-31. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Yeah, I love that. And I love you, sisters. Hold fast, and may God be praised.